For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Finance Committee of the Craighead County Quorum Court is holding budget meetings about next year's budget. Yesterday, the third such meeting was held, as the heads of each department presented the request for funding next year. While final numbers for the budget are days away, Craighead County Treasurer Terry McNatt tells KASU News the budget will be very tight with no wiggle room to work with.
Right now, they're going through each department, reviewing the request of expenditures coming into each department, and that's been what's happened the last three budget meetings, is trying to get through every department that we've got. And even got all the elected officials took care of. Now we're dealing with department heads and finishing those up. Big issue is still, trying to find enough revenue to offset expenditures.
And he says next year's projections are not favorable, as expenditures in the 2018 budget could outweigh revenues anywhere between $700,000 to well over $1 million.
When all the budget requests came in, there was $16.9 million in county general revenue expenditures that was requested. The judge's office was looking at $16.2 million in revenue. The treasurer's office was looking at somewhere around $15.75 million in revenue. So the difference between that is there's some variables there. It's going to have to be, either expenditures are going to come down, or they're going to find additional revenue to offset this, or use reserve funds.
And that's Terry McNatt. He expects a final budget to be ready for the full quorum court for approval by the next meeting in December. In other news, the Quorum Court heard a very brief update on the county's Regional Crisis Stabilization Unit. Craighead County Judge Ed Hill and Assistant to the Judge Tony Thomas spoke for Craighead County Sheriff Marty Boyd, who is not at the meeting because of an illness. Thomas says Sheriff Boyd has found a site on Brown's Lane in Jonesboro that could be leased for a couple of years for placement of the center, with the option of purchasing after the lease. Lease would run just over $5,000 a month and about $130,000 to renovate.
Once we get this facility moving, it may be a cost that can be recouped as a part of the Medicaid and Medicare billing, insurance billing. That's a part of the program. And so we're hopeful that the court will at least give some startup cash to get the facility going for this year, with the hope of looking at a self-sustaining entity, or an entity where it sustains itself some and doesn't require as much cash from the county.
Thomas says a quorum court will be presented with this proposal at the next meeting, and a decision will need to be made quickly so work can be done on the facility.
We need to know that they're on board with the plan and with the facility as is proposed, with that proposed lease amount. We need to know that this year. But, Budget Committee is meeting right now, so it really is something that could be included as a part of the budget plan for the 2018 year, because at this point, it's still unlikely that any facility would be ready prior to January 1 for startup.
And that's Tony Thomas, who says the $1.5 million grant the state has given the county for the center can only be used in operating the 16-bed facility. The location is close to Mid-South Behavioral Health Systems, which would be a partner with the county for the facility. Those with mental illnesses will be taken to the center by law enforcement to get help and treatment instead of being arrested. Finally, the Quorum Court has officially declared a vacancy for District 3 on the court. This after Justice Jim Bryant passed away in October. Governor Asa Hutchinson will appoint a replacement to fill the remainder of the term through December 31st, 2018. Whoever's appointed cannot immediately run for that term and would have to wait until the following election to run. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.